Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program, the phones are open here, and of course you can join the show. You can bring up whatever you want to talk about and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. That's what we allow you to do on broadcast radio, on internet streaming, via podcast later on. For those of you that can't listen live with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And Aria. And still on free-to-air satellite as well, for those of you that are into that sort of thing. You can get Free Talk Live in a variety of ways. You can learn about all of those different options over at freetalklive.com. Coming up, Bonnie, you're going to tell us about a teacher who's been arrested for hiding a teenager for apparently 2 years. Definitely want to get into that story. But first, the latest Biden flub-ups. This one is a fairly long clip, about a minute long, a little over a minute. With him being interviewed, apparently, on an MSNBC exclusive. He's wandering through, I don't know, if it's the White House or wherever it is, but they're outdoors, they're wearing suits. There's a young gentleman who's interviewing him from MSNBC, and he asks him a question.
Is this better than the one where he was like, my brain's super sharp, I'm on top of things, or whatever he said?
You remember, you mean when he said, watch me?
Yeah, that one? Yeah, that was it.
He brings that one back.
Oh, good.
In this one. It's a quicker aspect of this, but you'll hear the watch me thing again here in a moment. And so the question is about, you know, are you holding this together? Are you able to express yourself? Are you getting too old for this, basically? And so here's what Biden has to say.
So let's say Trump doesn't run again. Convince Aunt Gloria that she should stick with you.
Well, I think Aunt Gloria should take a look. I think it's a legitimate thing to be concerned about anyone's age, including mine. I think that's totally legitimate. But I think the best way to make the judgment is to watch me.
You know? I was like, he's not going to say is to watch me, is it?
That's what he said.
It's off to such a bad start already, man. I mean, he's got a good point. You know, it's a fair criticism to be concerned about anyone's age when they're trying to, you know, become the most powerful person in the world.
I had to wonder during this clip, it's coming from Breaking 911, which tends to be pretty hard news. Like, they're not a parody channel or anything like that from what I've seen. So I don't think it's been edited, but the constant crickets in the background did make me wonder if somebody had dubbed in some crickets. Because, you know, like the joke normally with crickets is it means somebody isn't thinking, right? There's nothing there, basically.
Well, they are outside in the video.
They are outside, right? So, like, there could have been real crickets here. I just kind of thought that's what I was thinking about as I first listened to this. Like, wow, there really are persistent crickets here.
To, you know, watch me. You know, am I slowing up? Am I don't have the same pace as her? You know, and that old joke, you know, everybody talks about the, you know, the new 70s, 50s, all that stuff.
Good Lord, this is painful.
You know that joke, right?
No.
Me neither.
I know what he's trying to say, but he said it so badly. It's like when somebody turns 30 and they're like, I'm 30, flirty, and thriving. 30s are the new 20s.
That's what I thought it was going to end, like 70s to the new 50s or whatever. But like,
no one says that.
Someone asked you, you know, help me convince my Aunt Gloria that you're not a senile old man who is unfit for office. And he goes, watch me. I'm 70 going on 50. And
You know the old joke, 70s and new 70s and 50s.
Can't remember for the life of me.
You know, and that old joke, you know,
I jumped.
Everybody talks about the, you know, the new 70s, 50s, and all that stuff. You know,
you can't see the video. He kind of uses his hand to indicate towards the interviewer, and the interviewer like nods his head as though he just understood the words from this man's mouth. So, I mean, he's
saying bad slave. I mean, he's saying, you know, more than bad slave.
I'm a great respecter of fate. I could get a disease tomorrow. I could, you know, drop dead tomorrow. But
yeah, but
I,
you can't say that about younger people as easily. It's like, is that his trying to convince you? I could drop dead tomorrow.
Well, these days with the COVID vaccine, younger people are dropping dead a little more often, it seems like, than previous.
I just don't get why that's part of his convincing Aunt Gloria that he's not too old.
I mean, he's just really laying at this. I don't know if he even remembers the
question. New 50s and 70s, I could drop dead tomorrow.
Now, in terms of my energy level, in terms of how much I'm able to do, I think people should look and say, does he still have the same passion for what he's doing? And if they think I do and I can do it, then that's fine. If they don't, then they should vote against me. Not against me, they should encourage me not to go. But that's not how I feel. I can't even say the age I'm going to be. I can't even get it up.
He's grabbing the reporter at this point, both shoulders, getting up in his face, saying, I can't even say the age I'm going to be.
He's physically grabbing the guy who asked him this question?
Yeah, he turns and he's been facing him the whole time. Now he closes
now
the gap.
Now he's 5 inches away from his face.
That's creepy. You can't just go up and touch people, dude.
Sure he can. He's the president. He can do anything he wants to do.
He sniffs whoever he wants.
You shouldn't just go up and start touching people. That's weird.
It was a friendly interview. I mean, the reporter took that part well. That's the least
extreme
part.
Because what else are they going to do? What else are they going to do? Be like, yeah. Get off me, old man.
Don't touch me.
Don't sniff me. They should have. You can't have this weird, old, creepy dude grabbing you and smelling your children.
Assassinated if he, goes against what the president's doing.
What should probably lose his job, but what should happen?
I forgot it's not Clinton.
Is somebody should tell this guy, Joe, I don't understand a word that just came out of your mouth. Rather than just patronizing him, right? Like if you're surrounded by a bunch of yes men, which is what this reporter at least acts in this minute 15 long, which we're done with now by the way, this clip. You're surrounded by yes men. They are not going to tell you when you're making a mistake. They're going to let you believe that you're on the right track because they don't want you to be upset about them. They don't want to be the bad guy. They don't want to come in and tell the president or the CEO or whatever we're talking about here that, hey, dude, this is not the best thing, that you just made a huge error. You have designed a poor product, or you have said something that doesn't make any sense, whatever the thing is. So that's one of the problems here. I'm not saying that would make him any more on the ball or whatever, but it would at least alert him to the fact that he is not connecting with his audience, presumably. I mean, who can watch this and say, I'm ready for 6 more years of this, right? Because we're only through the first, 2 years now at this point? Not even through 2 years.
I mean, even Democrats and people who will vote for him don't like him. You know, that's one of the reasons that the anti-Joe Biden memes have failed so badly. It's like, well, yeah, dude, even the Democrats don't like this guy. They voted for him because he was a Democrat. Because he wasn't Trump.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not fans of him. They prefer anyone else to run.
Well, okay, but if that's true, the question will be, will he have opposition in the presidential primary in 2024? Because typically the Democrats are very top-down controlled. If the Democrat elites determine that Biden is going to run again, they will try to stop others from, filing for opposition to him. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. If he is even still alive by the time this comes around, if he can even get a word out of his mouth at that point, because it seems like he's getting worse.
I don't know if it seems like he's getting worse. I mean, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, he was talking about how Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he learned about roaches from the kids stroking his leg hair or whatever. So
yeah.
I mean, he's always...
That's true.
I think they were better at hiding it because they just had to keep that stuff hidden until he got elected. Because I never saw the Corn Pop things until I heard, you guys talking about it. Like, it wasn't just, posted on Twitter all the time. It's like, now these are just getting posted by anyone all the time. Like, I even saw it on my iPhone recommended news earlier that, Biden said something that made no sense.
There was another clip, wasn't worth playing, where he's apparently walking towards, walks the wrong direction away from the White House, and he has to be directed in the correct
Good
direction
Lord.
Towards
That's,
the White House.
How do you miss the White House, right? Like, it's a big building, And he's the president. He should know.
He's just wandering off like just an wandering. Old man, like accidentally walking away from his senior home.
Yeah, exactly. Like your grandfather who's in a senior home who has dementia. And if
he's like, where's my house? I'm going home.
Yeah,
and he just walks away.
Out, he'll go somewhere that he's not supposed to be.
Well, thank God they had the Easter Bunny there to wrangle him up. Keep him on track.
All right. The number here is 603-283-6160. What happened when a teenager ran away and was harbored by a teacher for a couple of years? We'll talk about it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. Please do that. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And you can join us online anytime you want. You can join our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. We run the server. It is decentralized in that it's no longer, you don't have to deal with Twitter or Facebook and all their total control measures that they have, bans and all that. I mean, well, obviously we'd still ban you for something, but we don't really have a whole lot of rules on our server. Just don't spam us, okay? That's all we really ask for. So go to social.freetalklive.com and you can get signed up there, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts of the show. It's open source, by the way, so there's a bunch of different clients that you can use. Of course, just go on the website, but there's also apps for your phone, apps for computers, and a variety of them, as a matter of fact. So you'll probably find one that you think is really great. But go to social.freetalklive.com. Bonnie, you had a story tonight that you wanted to share about apparently a teacher who was allowing not her student, but a person under the age of 18 to stay in her home.
Allegedly. It's not been proven yet, but that's what it seems like has happened.
She's being accused of this.
There is a person who is 15 years old, and he lived in Rancho Cordova, California. And he went missing in June 2020 because of what he said was an argument with his parents. And he showed up March 2022 back home and wouldn't tell them where he was or anything, but he came back home. And so that was back in March. Now, a couple days ago or yesterday, this lady, Olga, I'm not sure if you pronounce that Olga or Holga with an H, Castillo Olivares, got arrested. She's a teacher in Sacramento. She wasn't his teacher, but she got arrested because it says she's arrested in connection to the disappearance of Michael Ramirez. That's the boy who disappeared.
Was she his teacher at any point? I mean,
no, she's a second grade teacher in a different town.
Okay.
And it says, according to KCRA-TV, citing family members, Michael was staying with a former friend during that time. So maybe him and the friend got in a fight. So that's why he ended up back at his house. Olivares was the mother of his friend.
Okay. So he was staying with his friend, and his friend had a mother who just happened to be a teacher?
Apparently.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And now she has been arrested, and
what the hell for?
She's being charged with detention of a minor with the intent to conceal from a parent and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. A 15-year-old who is capable of finding another place to live and it seems like happily living there for 2 years. Then he got in a fight with his friend, went back home. Now this woman needs to go to jail.
And he's now 18.
He's 18 now.
So I want to know how this lady's name came up. If he went back to his parents' house and didn't spill the beans on her.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to tell them anything, right? I mean, they may have been like, well, you have to tell us where you've been or we're not letting you come home or whatever.
Maybe that's what ultimately happened because it did say that at first he didn't say. Like when the news broke that, oh, this missing boy has been found. It was all saying, because I tried to look up news from when that happened, it was all just saying he won't say where he'd been, or he didn't say where he'd been.
So, he ran away and then didn't report his whereabouts, he dropped out of school, didn't report his whereabouts to anyone, he didn't
what
call.
What was he doing for 2 years?
That's a good point. Was he not going to school? I didn't even think about that.
Was he
He couldn't have been going to school, or they would have found him. You know, his parents would have been able to find him.
Easy.
Yeah. So he had to have been hiding out there for 2 years or whatever. These are bad decisions. These are irrational decisions that I would expect a child to make and not an adult.
You mean the decision to run away?
Not necessarily the decision to run away.
Because we don't know what he was dealing with. I don't know if it addresses that in the story, like why he left his parents home. Because for all we know, they were abusing him.
Right. But to run away and then go into hiding and neglect all responsibilities for 2 years, that's not the behavior of a rational, functioning adult.
I don't know. I think it's pretty rational to get away from school.
Yes. It's not the school, yes. But, I mean, he's hiding out in this woman's house for 2 years.
That's weird. Like, you know, how come he's not paying her some kind of rent and therefore having to go to work in order to pay her rent? So, like,
these are questions that could have answers that would make me think differently of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could find was this from a different article that says when he came home, he had no explanation as to where he had been. His family later told local news station he ran away from home after an argument and then spent nearly 2 years at the home of Olivera's, whose child was Ramirez's friend.
Okay.
And that's about all the information about it.
Yeah, I wish we knew more. If you are following this case, maybe there's other coverage out there in California that we haven't seen yet. Feel free to give us a call. The number is 603-283-6160.
My question would just be, even if this 15-year-old made a decision to run away and wasn't doing anything productive with his life and living at this woman's house with her permission, does that mean this woman needs to be charged with multiple, like, serious crimes? I don't really think so. Like, why can't this person just make the decision to not go to school?
I mean, I think they should be able to make the decision not go to school, but I don't think that was I don't think that's the decision they made that is really questionable here. And it does seem like this person, age is just a number, and I'm going to throw that in both directions and say that just because this kid was 16 mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean he was mature enough to make a decision about, you know, I need to run away from home and I need to hide out in a bunker for the next 2 years or whatever, right? He may not necessarily be mature enough to make these decisions like, you know, it's time for me to drop out of school and move into the next phase of my life.
Well, we don't know that he wasn't doing something else productive. We don't know that he wasn't, like, selling drugs and making a bunch of money and giving her rent. We don't really know. So it's just like, I'm just saying, even worst case scenario, he was just acting like he lived in a bunker, hiding from everyone and not doing anything. Does that mean that this woman deserves, you know, punishment for just allowing him to not be at his parents' house?
Absolutely not.
I mean, he's not 5, because then I could totally understand just the act of allowing him to hide from his parents should be criminal.
Right. It should come down to what the young man has to say. Like, is he being held against his will? Did she have him tied up in the basement and was, you know, not allowing him to leave? I mean, if that's the case, then we would see more severe charges of, you know, torture or kidnapping or child abuse or whatever, and that hasn't happened. So clearly he was there at his discretion. He was able, presumably, to leave whenever he wanted to leave.
Well, he left, so presumably.
Right. So, you know, this brings up the question of, Aria, you're not wrong to suggest that teenagers are generally not as well versed in street smarts or being able to take care of themselves and all that. But there are exceptions to that rule. And I think that we should favor the word of the individual in this particular case. If he is not saying he was violated, if he isn't saying that he was taken advantage of, then this woman should not be charged. I want to see if I can find some more. There's a little bit here from SF Gate. They claim he is not yet 18. It says here they're withholding his name because he's still a minor, apparently. Did yours have the name of the boy?
No. Yeah, his name is Michael Ramirez.
Okay, more coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooter killed two people and injured six others during a rampage at Central Vision and Performing Arts High School in St. Louis on Monday. Interim St. Louis Police Chief Michael Sack detailing the victims who were killed.
One adult female has been pronounced at a local hospital. I believe that was from gunfire. We have one teenage female remaining here at the scene. She's also been pronounced.
Police managed to kill the shooter. Students fled the scene by scaling fences and jumping out of windows with the help of police officers. When it comes to illegal border crossings, 2022 had the highest number ever. That has led to a spike in border deaths.
These human smugglers are placing the lives of these migrants in danger.
That's Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Whatever is on your mind. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, just click on Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. They can help you get the basics down, which is important. I mean, yeah, you can jump in without learning anything. It has become easier to buy cryptocurrency, but it's important to understand some of these new ideas about decentralized forms of money that have no influence from the government or big bankers. So, or, well, as little as possible. I know there's been some efforts to try to corrupt Bitcoin BTC, but that's another story for another time.
That's a long story, yeah, too.
You can
but
go.
But it's a beautiful story, and there is a film, Who Killed Bitcoin?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's about an hour long. It's available for free on YouTube. Check it out. It's really fascinating.
Yep. So check out also Bitcoin.com and click Get Started at the top of the page and start learning the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. They also have the latest news headlines there at news.bitcoin.com. Well, I mean, just looking for more information on this story about the teacher who has been arrested now. There's not a whole lot for having a young man in her home. It wasn't her student that she was hiding. It was her son's friend who had run away from home and and he went to his friend's house and apparently was allowed to stay there for 2 full years. He's now apparently 17. Some reports are not reporting on his name, but most of them are. It was just the San Francisco Gate that was withholding his name.
And People magazine said he was now 18. Another magazine said he was now 17. So,
okay, it says here his date of birth is August 14th of 2004. The New York Post put the whole missing persons report in here, including his photo and everything. But Holga Castillo Olivares has been charged with detention of a minor with intent to conceal from a parent. And the one thing we didn't know about that when you were first reading the story, Bonnie, is that is a felony charge. So
I can see why it would be. Yeah, no, I don't necessarily agree with it. I think it's going to depend a lot on the circumstances of the child wanting to be hidden from the parents. Or, you know, if the child didn't want to be hidden from their parents, then we're dealing with kidnapping at that point, and that's an entirely totally different set of things. But,
and if we're talking about a 5-year-old instead of a 15-year-old, I can understand it more.
But this is really the problem with the law, just in general, is that it creates this one-size-fits-all solution that isn't even appropriate in half of all conceivable circumstances, much less some of these rarer niche ones like this, where you have this 15-year-old who had a fight with his parents, and we don't know anything beyond that.
Nope.
And who, but apparently it was bad enough to the child that he ran, or to the kid, to the boy that he ran away.
He's a young man. Yeah. There was another statement in one of these other stories. I don't have it in front of me, but the quote was, he thought the grass was greener on the other side. I don't know if it was a parent or something who said that, but apparently it was, because he stayed there for 2 years. I mean, if it was so much worse, if it was worse at Miss Olivares' house, he assuredly would have left and gone somewhere, gone back home or whatever. But
well, he's got experience leaving places that he doesn't like.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and look, the odds that this would be a 5-year-old doing something like this are much lower, right? Like if a small child says, I'm running away, and then like storms out the door, they're probably going to be back within 20 minutes, right? Like they don't have the resources, they don't.
But I could see the charge being charged with someone who just like grabbed a 5-year-old from Walmart.
That would be kidnapping, though. Right, so if we're dealing with the forcible taking of a child, that's kidnapping.
Yeah.
In this case, the young gentleman here, Michael Ramirez, had chosen where he wanted to go and obviously asked permission. He didn't hide in his friend's room for 2 years without his mom knowing. So obviously she knew, you know, that he was there.
And I know that you can just teach yourself things much better, more effectively than public school can. But another concern in this situation is, was he just not attending school? Like, I don't think the 15-year-old most likely has the willpower to just continue learning himself. He's probably
They do. I mean, if they want to, if they value learning, if government school hasn't beaten it out of them by that time and made learning unfun, then, which I presume he went to a government school. We don't have those.
I guess, yeah, I don't know the person, but I'm just saying, most likely if he wasn't going to school, he might have been just sitting around doing nothing. And in that case, it could be, you know, explain to someone that it was like sort of irresponsible of this teacher lady to be the adult in the house. I don't know. I can see that argument is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if this goes to court. She's probably going to get offered a plea deal. She's probably going to take the deal, and it's going to be over and done with. She'll have some sort of suspended sentence, presuming she doesn't have, you know, some sort of a criminal record, and that'll be it. She'll just have a felony on her rap sheet. Or if she's lucky, they'll offer her a plea to a misdemeanor.
I think they would probably offer a plea to a misdemeanor.
Probably to get her to take the plea. That will hopefully be what happens. But, well, hopefully she'll go to court, unless the story behind the scenes is that this kid was like going away from his parents' house because they asked him to wash the dishes, right? Like if they asked him to do something that's not egregious child abuse or something like that, and they're not going to want to call this kid to the stand, and he's going to say, oh yeah, the reason I left was because they asked me to take the trash out and I didn't want to, you know, that's not going to look good, right? Like if that's the reason this woman was giving him a place to stay for 2 years. But if the reason was, yeah, my stepdad beats me every single night and threatens me, etc., whatever, then that probably could sway a jury. That could, you know, allow for a jury nullification in that particular case.
Yeah, like one thing I was wondering is, like, is the kid gay? He went and lived with his friend. Mm-hmm. It sounded like I said male friend. Maybe he wasn't allowed to. He was like, I'm just going to go live with my boyfriend.
Yeah, could be. He may have had a very repressive Christian household and felt like he didn't have the freedom to express himself. We don't know. We're totally speculating.
Completely just speculating. I'm just thinking of any option.
Any case would really, I think, hinge on his rationale for leaving. Was he truly in an abusive place where he was not free to be himself and that's why he escaped? Or was it some petty little teenager thing? Right.
Well, 2 years is a long time for it to be some petty little teenager thing. You would expect the kid maybe a week at the most of staying with his friend before he was like, I'm ready to go home now.
Well, plus the cops apparently put some effort into looking for him and were unable to find this young man.
See, now, that's where everything went wrong. You don't want to do that. And an adult would have known that. Well, an adult wouldn't have been, you know, violating any truancy laws or anything like that to just go into hiding.
Especially if she's a teacher, she should know about things like that. Like, I'm sure California is serious about it. I know in Texas there's, like, laws where you can go to jail if your kids aren't attending school for unexcused
reasons. Those laws exist in every state.
And, I mean, she was the legal adult in the room. When she started seeing, you know, missing child posters, I mean, what did she think was going to happen here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she got away with it for 2 years until he finally went home. So, really, you know, he must have rolled on her.
Maybe, yeah, right? I was going to say, maybe she was being, like, the cool mom, and she's just thinking to herself, he's 15, he'll be 18 in less than 2 years because he's 18 now, and because he turned 16, like, a couple months in. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's just thinking he's just going to basically grow up and this will all be over and nothing bad will happen.
Well, that's, I mean, the way it should have been.
Except the child was missing for 2 years. I keep saying child because they say child. The teenager was missing for 2 years. And she should have known that's not the way to handle it. You know, you don't want to get government involved, but at this point, someone else had involved the government. The police were looking for this kid. Yep. I don't know what the best way to have handled this would have been, but to cover herself, she should have informed the police and, you know, gotten Child Protective Services involved or whatever.
Maybe at least talk to the parents, because it sounds like if they were looking for their kid for 2 years, didn't talk to his parents.
You're saying Olivares should have talked to his parents about it?
Yeah. Maybe
then
the mom
would have called the cops on her.
Well, then she would have been able to be like, listen, I just didn't kick him out, but here he is or something. And, you know,
I think I have to agree with Bonnie here. She could have just called them that night and been like, hey, look, your kid just came over here, and, you know, I'm going to let him stay the night here, but he's really upset. He doesn't want to come home, and I'm willing to let him stay here.
Yeah. That's why it's, you know, I don't know if we're ever going to hear anything more about this story, but I really am curious to know what the backstory was.
There's a lot of details I'd love to know.
If the young gentleman came to this woman's house and said, don't call my parents, they're going to beat me or something, that's a reason why she wouldn't have done that. More coming up here in moments. It is free time.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We also have our website where you can access feeds of Free Talk Live, like our podcast feed, which is available, updated every single day. You can plug it into your favorite podcast client, or you can use one of the existing podcast sort of aggregation platforms like iHeartMedia. There's Spotify and some others I'm not thinking of right now, but you can see those listed as well over at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Whether you want to comment on the teenager who ran away from home, and we're still not sure why he did that, because I think that's one of the most important questions to the story.
We haven't heard it from him. Even the sources that said that it was because of an argument with his parents, it just said family said that. So we don't know that
his
family isn't, you know, just lying. I don't know.
Sure. So whether you want to comment on that story or whatever you want, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Before we go on, though, to the next story about Elon Musk being potentially being a psychopath, and Aria, you have that story for us. You did ask, I think, earlier in the last segment, Aria, segment is like, what's the best way to deal with this situation?
Yeah.
And I think that's an interesting question, one that's worth looking at, because in a situation in which there is abuse going on in a family, the abuse victim, the child, or in this case the teenager, doesn't have a whole lot of legal options, right?
That's because the Western society refuses to recognize the rights of people who are under the age of 18.
Exactly.
They're told they have rights all their lives, mm-hmm. but no. They turn 18 and then magically, suddenly, they are... quote, granted all of these rights they've been denied their entire life, like the right to autonomy, the right to choose where they live, what they can do during the day, whether or not they have to go to this stupid institution called school. They have all of these restrictions on them, and it's screwed up.
It really is. And it's something that had, you know, concerned me when I was younger as well. Luckily, my parents were pretty decent. They were relatively hands-off. I wasn't really asked a lot of the time where I was going or what I was doing. They didn't really get into my business very much, so I was grateful to have parents that were like that. But, you know, some people growing up have very controlling parents who want to know everything about their lives and what they're doing. And worse than controlling parents, abusive parents who actually would possibly harm the young person. And what does a person in that situation do? In some states, there's something called emancipation, where you can petition a court and convince a judge to allow you to leave legally before you turn 18.
And even then, they can tell you no.
They could tell you no. That's true. But at least it's something. Not all states have emancipation. I don't know which ones do and which ones don't. I don't think New Hampshire had it for a long time, but I believe they have a form of it now, and I think that went into play sometime in the last decade. So, you know, whether or not that's available locally is another question, but either way, it's still up to a judge in that case. So,
and it seems like a judge would be not necessarily inclined to grant someone who's 16 or 17 the right to make their own decisions.
It depends. Now, to the credit of the emancipation programs, they do require the young person to prove their maturity to some extent. It's like, oh, well, do you have a job? If you got a job, then that's a check in your column, right?
Like, what if you just have no way to get a job because your parents suck? They won't get you a car. They won't let you leave your house.
Right.
I mean, there's just lots of things that get in the way. I don't feel like the emancipation process is easy enough.
Right. And, of course, then the reason for, well, why do you want to leave? If it's just some petty little disagreement, that's probably not going to win you any points. But if it is an abusive situation, then that would be another, you know, reason. But I agree with you, Bonnie. It's certainly not a good system, but it is something. Otherwise, the only option would be to what? Snitch on your parents? Call the cops on your family? That's not going to make matters better. Right, then they might force you into a foster care situation if they actually take you from the home. Then you may end up in the hands of someone even worse.
Yeah, there's no good way to involve the state.
No.
That's certain. I mean, you even if your, you know, stepdad is just beating the hell out of you, if you call the police, one, they may just show up and shoot the guy. You never know. Police
or you.
Or you, yeah.
Or your dog.
Yeah.
Or your dog or any of these other things. And even if they, you know, don't do that, well, then your stepdad is in jail. Your mom's going to resent you for it. She's going to be angry. She might kick you out. Or you might get arrested. Your stepdaughter, your stepfather and your mom decide, you know, they're going to lie to the cops. And you get in trouble. It's not good. And then, as you point out, they could also get sent to a foster home and be abused even worse and in different ways. There's no good way of involving the state.
Right. But then, of course, if you can't involve the state because there is no emancipation option or you don't want to use the emancipation option, you don't want to call in the cops on your parents, then just leaving is the only option. And then, of course, your parents can involve the state, which is what happened in this case. The parents called the police. My son is missing.
And then you're possibly endangering, like, another adult if you go live with them, like this woman.
So then where do you end up? Well, if it's a crime, and this woman's being charged with a felony for housing this young man for 2 years. If it's a crime, and it is a serious crime to do this, to help a young person out of a bad situation, then you're likely to end up with the most unscrupulous, undesirable type of adult, right? Because if reasonable people would otherwise help this young man, but they know they could be charged criminally for it, They might just say, hey, look, sorry, Joe, we're not going to, we like you, you're our son's friend, you know, maybe you can crash on the couch for a night, but you got to go home after that, we can't take you in, that's just, we can't do it, it's too risky, we don't want to get arrested. So who's going to take somebody like that in a lot of cases? Pimps, right? People who don't want, who don't care about what the law says. People, you know, drug addicts, people who have no awareness of what is going on. They don't know what the charges could be, and they don't care because they're too high. You know, you just pay them in pills or whatever, and they'll let you stay there. So that's where runaways are likely to end up. It's not because runaways are naturally going to find pimps. It's because the state actually encourages that by by making it impossible for a young person to break up with their parents in some sort of legitimate fashion. That's why these things happen.
I don't know what the age should be for a person to say, hey, look, mom, dad, you suck, and I'm mm-hmm. leaving. But 18 certainly seems too high in the majority of cases. Yeah.
I just feel like there's the law doesn't help in any way, even if somebody makes a bad decision. Even if a 15-year-old is not mature enough and is going to mess up their lives, why is messing up everyone involved's life going to make that situation better? Why not just let them go figure it out? And if it ends up being a situation where they really messed up, maybe they can make it up with their parents. If not, they learn something.
Right. Unless they're being held against their will because the only place they found that they could stay was with a pimp who decided that he was going to, you know, own that person at that point. They could just generally just go home if it's not working out. Wherever it is, ended up.
That would be ideal. And, you know, it's sad that there wasn't a peaceful resolution to this. It's sad that the police got involved.
Well, there was until the cops arrested this lady. He came home on his own volition.
Yep.
And then they decided to go all in and, oh, well, we got to punish her because was he abused? No, there were no allegations of that. Was he held against his will? No, there were no allegations of that either. But now, well, let's bring her up on charges so we can teach these other parents a lesson who might want to help out a teenager.
I mean, that's exactly it, because there's no evidence at this point. I mean, we haven't heard much evidence in any direction, but there's no evidence to suggest that she knowingly and intentionally concealed the child's location or the person's location from their parents. Mm-hmm. Right, did anyone ever ask her?
Yes, there was one story that said that the woman was interviewed by police when they were conducting their investigation of where the young man might have been. So when he was first reported missing, at some point they did speak to her. And that was probably because the parents knew, oh, well, he's friends with Joey and Jimmy and Jack or whatever. And they went to all those houses and talked to all those parents. So she covered for him at some point.
That was possibly an unwise decision, but maybe she knows something that we don't.
Yeah,
right?
That's why I say we don't know what her side of the story is, and whether we'll ever find out. It's going to be up to you if you want to keep us in the loop with this story as it develops. Maybe you're out in where was it, Rancho Cordova,
mm-hmm.
in California, where this was happening. I don't know how big Rancho Cordova is. I mean, a lot of California cities are pretty massive, so maybe that's why they couldn't easily find him. You know, like around here, if you leave your house, the cops, they're going to know who you are, right? Because there's only so many cops, there's only so many teenagers in a small town. You pop up on their radar, they're gonna get you. So, you know, you do have to wonder if he was literally hiding out in this woman's house for 2 years without seeing the light of day.
Well, she was a second grade teacher in this, so, I mean, she knew what the stakes were. You got to think, what would it take to get a second grade teacher to lie to the cops and say, yeah, no, I don't know where this person is?
Excellent question. Population of Rancho Cordova, about 64,700, so not the biggest place in the world. There's more coming up here. You can join the show. Is Elon Musk a psychopath? Plus, we'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or free recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.